Hi there, this is Moira. Welcome to my Little Ted Said podcast. There's a new story every Saturday, so subscribe and you won't miss them. And if you can leave a rating or a review, that would be fantastic. Bye for now. Little Ted said, "Just one more time." "Really, little Ted?" sighed his mummy. "You've been on that swing at least 10 times already." Little Ted just laughed. He was having so much fun swinging backwards and forwards. He liked coming to the park and playing on all the different things, like the wobbly tractor on a spring and the slippery slide. He liked everything, apart from the roundabout, which he didn't really enjoy because it made him feel dizzy. But today, what he was having the most fun on were the swings. He still had to use one with the bar across to stop him falling out, as his mummy said he wasn't big enough to go on the other swings yet. But little Ted didn't care. Backwards and forwards, up, up, into the air and down again he swung, chuckling away to himself. "Come on, little Ted, we really have to go now," said his mummy once again. "Okay," little Ted said. "But can we come back again tomorrow?" "Yes, of course," his mummy replied. "But now we've got to go shopping." Little Ted sighed. He didn't really like going shopping. Sitting in the trolley being wheeled around the supermarket was fun, but everything else was boring, and it always seemed to take ages. They walked out of the park hand in hand, then stopped in front of a black car. This was his mummy's car, and they needed it when they went shopping, because the supermarket was a short distance away, and Mummy said that she couldn't look after little Ted and carry the shopping at the same time. On the way to the supermarket, little Ted listened to his favourite nursery rhymes, singing along when he knew the words. They were just in the middle of Wheels on the Bus when they arrived. "Wait," little Ted said, as his mummy unclipped his seatbelt. "Can we listen to the song again? Just one more time?" "Not now, little Ted," said his mummy. "You can listen to them again on the way home." In the supermarket, there were lots of other trolleys and they all seemed to be following one another. "I'm hungry," little Ted said. "That's why we've come shopping, to get something to eat for lunch," said his mummy. "What would you like?" Little Ted didn't really know what he liked. It was easier to say what he didn't like when his mummy made a suggestion. And he kept on saying no to all her ideas. Then, as they were passing the fridges, he spotted mini sausages with a cartoon on the front. "Them, I want sausages," little Ted said. "And beans." "Great," said his mummy, and she put them in the trolley. Hours later, or so it seemed to little Ted, the shopping had been paid for and they were back in the car. "When's lunch?" asked little Ted. The thought of those sausages was making him hungry. "As soon as we get home and I get a chance to make it." "Please be patient, little Ted," his mummy replied. Very soon, lunch was ready and they were sitting down at the table to eat. His mummy started counting out his sausages. 1, 2, 3, 4. "Is that enough, little Ted?" "Just one more," little Ted said. "I've had a busy morning." The end.